Now, here's a question. Ever wonder what happens to space satellites when they're retired? Well, yes, for some they are brought back down to Earth, but a lot of others do just kind of get left up there and become space junk. Well, tech companies like Amazon, SpaceX, and OneWeb have all announced that they're planning on putting about 20,000 satellites into orbit for internet purposes soon. So what's actually going to happen when we're done with them? We've got Dr. Doris Grosser from ANU to tell us a little bit more about what happens when space around Earth becomes cluttered with thousands of satellites. Doris, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
Hello, Tess.
So I think as far as a lot of people think of space junk, it really doesn't go beyond maybe I'll be incredibly unlucky and have it fall down on my head. But how much of a problem is space junk?
So actually at the moment, it's not too much of a problem. It's manageable. But you can think of it like, you know, global warming. Like once it's there, it's actually too late to do anything about it, basically.
And so if we do wind up with quite a bit of space junk, what are some of the implications of that?
So the worst case scenario is basically that there will be so many satellites up there and they're all moving in orbits around Earth and they're really fast, about 7 kilometres a second. And obviously, eventually what's going to happen is they're going to collide with each other. And at that, such great speeds, they're actually going to create more debris. More debris sets off more collisions. So we're going to have like a cascading effect of collisions, which will effectively render our orbits unusable.
And we do have a lot of tech companies planning on putting, I think, about 20,000 satellites out into orbit in the future. I am imagining that that means that the chances of them crashing into each other is going to go quite significantly up.
Yeah. So, but I mean, at the moment, like luckily space is big. That's the good news. So what's actually happened, so there actually has been a big collision in 2009, and that's around 800 kilometres high. And that area is really congested. But a lot of the what a lot of the tech companies are proposing, or what they actually get licenses for, are the orbits below or above that. So they're actually trying effectively not to use the orbits that are already very congested. But whether, of course, it's a good thing to put many thousands of satellites more into orbit is, of course, a different question.
And we do talk about, pollution here on Earth quite a lot, but not quite so much pollution up in space. Do you think that people need to be more aware of what's happening above us?
Yeah, I think it's important because, I mean, effectively we are using space services, space data every day and everywhere. So just imagine what is happening if that service or those services are not available anymore. I would like to say, like, we go back to the Stone Age, you know. If you can't use your GPS, if you don't have a weather forecast for a week, that type of thing. So I think it's important that people are aware, like, where those, you know, good qualities in life come from, basically.
And I did read as well. I could not go past it. I read your team is shooting lasers into space to control space junk. It sounds like Star Wars. Tell me about what you guys are doing.
So we're proposing basically a solution. This is, of course, still basic research. But basically what you actually have to do is you have to remove the debris from orbit eventually, because they are in an orbit where there's no atmosphere anymore, they can stay up for hundreds or even thousands of years. So we need to bring it down to decrease the risk of collision. And that's really expensive because you have to make a space mission. So we are proposing that we actually mitigate the collision risk from ground by literally shooting a laser at the space debris. And don't worry, we don't want to blow it up because that would just create more space debris. We actually want to push it. So light actually is made out of photons and they have a momentum that can be transferred onto another body. So you actually use a force with the light. It's literally like light can put a force on an object. And the idea is that if two things are on, you know, track to collide with each other, we just basically shine light at one of them and nudge it a little bit into a different orbit so they won't collide with each other. So it's not a solution, you know, the greatest solution ever, but it will prevent collisions.
You do have the coolest job ever, Doris. Thanks so much for chatting to us.
No worries. Good to be with you.
That was Dr. Doris Grosser from ANU speaking to us about space junk and how her team's actually aiming to control it a little bit there at the end. Star Wars, eat your heart out.